Welcome to FIBA India podcast. The mother told her 8-year-old son to bring the broom from the courtyard. It was dark. The boy was afraid to go out. He told the mother, "Mummy, it's too dark. I'm not going." The mother said, "Son, don't fear. God is there." The boy went, stood near the door and said, "God, if you are there, send the broom inside." Fear is very real. At every stage of our life, we go through it. Some fears are real, and they are so real it looks as if they are standing at the door and knocking. Fear of death, fear of travel, fear of heights, fear of new responsibility. You know, Joshua had such fear. The mantle of leadership fell on Joshua after Moses' death. Yes, Joshua did not come up with any excuses like Moses. He did not even express his fear. But we get a clue from God's word when the Lord repeatedly said in verse 7 and verse 9, "Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous." You know, Joshua did not express the fear, but the Lord, who knows the heart of every man, knew that Joshua is gripped with fear, with this huge responsibility that is before him. And I'm glad that the Lord addressed that issue of fear in his life, because fear is something that can paralyze people from doing what God wants them to do. You know, let me place five things that what fear can do. One, fear destroys your self-confidence. It destroys your self-esteem. You just begin to realize that you're good for nothing because you're gripped with fear and you don't want even to do anything. You feel that you are so inadequate to handle the task that is before you. Fear also discourages you. Fear keeps telling you there are others to do it. Why you? Maybe there is something hidden so that you will be a failure. And fear also doubts the promises of God. You know, when we go through fear, there are many promises that comes to our mind. "I love you with an everlasting love. I will not leave you. I have written you in the palm of my hands." All these promises are there. We read it over and over again. But because the fear is there in our life, we doubt the promises of God. And then we find fear distracts us from the original purpose. And so we look at the task that is before us and fear grips our heart. So we settle down to something that is small. We settle down to something that is minimal. Something that we're saying, "Oh, this I can do." And so fear distracts us from the original purpose that God has for us. Fear also displays negativism. Because maybe you've grown up with this negative words, "You are good for nothing, you are a failure, you cannot do anything good, you are not like your brother, you're not like your sister, you're not like the other person." And there is constant negativism, and when you're gripped with fear, these things become very prominent. And the Lord knew that Joshua cannot remain in this fear, because if fear is gripping him, then he will be unable to do what God wants him to do. There are challenges before him. The people are people who murmur and grumble. There are battles to be won, and Joshua cannot afford to live in fear. You know, friend, God knows what your need is. He understands what you're going through. And so he answers, he meets with us at the point of our need, even without us expressing. That's what happened in the life of Joshua. He did not tell the Lord, "I'm afraid," but the Lord spotted that in his life. And the Lord answered him. And the way to answer his fear is to provide for him the promises that can strengthen his faith. And look at these three promises. The promise of his presence, "I am with you." What else do we need? He is not saying, "I will provide for you everything, a kit of protection." He's not saying that. He said, I am with you. And the Bible says, if God is for us, who can ever be against us? There will be challenges, there will be Goliaths, there will be giants, there will be Amalekites, there will be people standing on the side to pounce on you. But remember, I am with you. The second promise that he gave is the promise of protection. I am with you till the end. Isn't that lovely? He is not a person who will leave us to fight our own battle because he said the battle is mine. He is going to carry us through. He is not going to run away. He is going to carry us through till the end, till his purpose is fulfilled in and through our lives. And then he says, the promise of his power. No man will stand against you. And that is sufficient for us. No man means no man. Nothing. The psalmist says, 1,000 will fall at one side, 10,000 the other side. You will stand and watch the recompense of the wicked. My dear friend, in a situation like ours, that what the world is facing now, it is a tendency for us to live in fear, to focus on fear, and to step into the future with fear. But remember, there are enough promises in the Bible for us to meet this fear. Now, I am not saying don't deny the reality. I am saying look at the reality on the face and say, my God is greater than all the problems. And he will carry you through. You are a child of God. And the Lord knows what you're going through. The Lord will provide for you that which will answer that particular need in your life. Remember, the God of promise is greater than any problem you are facing. Hand it over to him. Don't dwell on your fears. Tell the Lord, and the Lord will make it possible for you to overcome your fear by you dwelling on the promises of God. Remember, the God of promise is greater than any problem that you're facing. God bless you.
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.